It's known as financial interconnectivity. Reverses in one place lead to problems in another, also known as the global economic chain.
Unrest in Greece helped trigger the sell-off out of fear that it would further destabilize global financial markets.
Fears that Greece could default lead to concern over the European Union's stability.
The whole edifice is beginning to crumble. The money's running out.
That causes a sell-off on Wall Street.
June is shaping up to be the worst month for the stock market since May last year.
Which depresses consumer demand, manufacturing declines, and business owners stop hiring.
We're supposed to be in a recovery, and optimism dropped for the third consecutive month. It's a terrible sign.
Cynthia Magnuson of the National Federation of Independent Business. American business is chained to the global economy, a chain that's only as strong as Greece.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, June 16th.
And Greece is at the top of the news as we look at the U.S. global financial system. World stocks hit a three-month low this morning on worries of a sovereign debt contagion that we may begin in Greece, that country spiraling toward a default next month. And the political instability is already apparent. This morning, Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou is expected to reshuffle his cabinet and call for a confidence vote in parliament. And the cuts that the government is demanding are unpopular in Greece, and that's led to riots in Athens yesterday, and some turmoil is continuing today. A Greek default, according to a professor at the University of Athens, could put the entire global financial system at risk.
Greece will continue along this path, which will eventually, sooner or later, lead to default and to a cascade of defaults that would go through the French banks, the German banks, Spanish sovereign debt, the Irish banks. And the outcome of this scenario would be a collapse of the euro system.
The European Union may be forced to withhold bailout money to Greece, leaving the country bankrupt. We'll talk about how fears in the global economy are affecting domestic businesses here in the U.S. in a few minutes.
Al-Qaeda's longtime number two is now number one.
أمتنا المسلمة الغالية الحبيبة.
That is the voice of Ayman al-Zawahiri, who just a few hours ago was named the new leader of al-Qaeda. The group put out a statement on several jihadist websites. Not a surprise, the 60-year-old al-Zawahiri was Osama bin Laden's deputy for more than a decade. The U.S.-Pakistani relationship has been going downhill fast since that raid that killed bin Laden. U.S. officials say it's now at its lowest point since before 9/11.
We're at a crossroads with Pakistan. We're on a collision course with Pakistan.
That's Senator Lindsey Graham at a hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday. This morning, our partner, the New York Times, reports Pakistan's army chief, the most powerful man in that country, is fighting to save his job. Other Pakistani generals are demanding he get tougher with the U.S.
The White House says President Obama has the authority to continue the military campaign in Libya without congressional approval because American involvement falls short of full-blown hostilities in the middle of that NATO conflict. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is home from the hospital 5 months after being shot during a political event. She'll receive daily intensive therapy at her Houston home. And the hacker group called Lulz Security was back at it. They hacked into the CIA's website this time, disabling it for about an hour. Officials say no classified material was compromised.
A new study says children with Medicaid are far more likely to be denied treatment than children with private coverage. And, of course, the Boston Bruins have won their first Stanley Cup in almost 40 years. They beat the Vancouver Canucks 4-0. There was a bit of an uproar in Vancouver because of it. Fans smashed windows, set cars on fire. Police had to use tear gas to break up the crowds in Vancouver. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down as well. The Dow starts at 11,897. The S&P at 1,265. The NASDAQ at 2,631. Well, today we're looking forward ahead to Father's Day. We're going to talk about some of the great dads in literature, books that are about great dads. You can give us your suggestions at 8778-MYTAKE. But we're also going to take a look at some small businesses in the U.S. that are affected by global tides in the economy.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.